I believe in being brave. When I was 5, my dad went to buy some flowers for our garden. What he didn't know was that a brown recluse was living in the plants he had just bought. The brown recluse got defensive and got ready to attack. The brown recluse crawled up my dad's pant leg and bit him on the leg. My dad crushed it with his fist, but it was too late. The venom had already injected into him, but my dad didn't know the danger of the bite. When my dad got home, he looked fine for a while, but whenever he worked out, he would become pale, sweaty, and very weak. Then my dad would throw up until he had no food in his body. Later, my dad was doing karate, and he passed out on the floor. My mom got very worried and took my dad to the hospital. Even I was worried, and I was only 5. I knew something horrible would happen. When we got to the hospital, Kay and I decided to wait in the car and watch a movie, while my mom took my dad in to the hospital. I got worried and decided on what to do. I went into the hospital all alone to look for my dad. When I got there, I didn't know what was going on because of my age. I still remember it. My dad was in the emergency room, and in the waiting room, the television was on with some weird beauty product commercial. The chairs were red and were made of hard plastic. In the end, my dad was fine. All he needed was some medicine and a shot from a gigantic needle. Then I saw my mom. She was relieved and very happy, and bought Kid and I some candy from the vending machine. A few weeks later, my dad got better with our help. What this event taught me was that you have to always be brave, even if you're scared. Being brave is when you're not scared to face a problem, even if you and your loved ones might be in danger. It took my entire family's bravery to overcome the thought of my dad in danger, and to help him by caring for him and making him healthy. Being scared is okay, but overcoming fear instead of running from it is even better. I believe in being brave, even if others are scared.